Hi, my name is Gene, and I'm a compulsive overeater living in recovery today. I came to program in 1976 with after my doctor told me that I had maybe not very long to live because of my gross obesity and associated symptoms and disorders associated with it. The last few times I went to my physician, I couldn't wait at his office. I had to go to the hospital and get on the laundry scale because it didn't go past 400 pounds at the office. And at almost 500 pounds, I was in deep trouble physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I didn't know what to do. I told my doctor that, I come from a long-lived family and I might live a long time. And he said, Gene, I really don't think so. And it gave me something to think about, but I didn't know what to do. I had dieted, I'd lost 100 pounds a couple of times at least, and gained it back and more. And I was at a loss for what to do. And one evening I was watching the evening news in our local area. And the news reader said something about a thing called Overeaters Anonymous that was meeting at the local mental health center, only 60 miles from my house. And I grasped at that as a maybe a solution to my problem. I called them and got instructions on how to drive there. And I went to the meeting and I was welcomed. I was extremely fearful going to the meeting because it seemed like it was the last bus stop on the bus route for me. And if nothing changed, I was not going to live very long. I walked in. I went there very early. I wanted to make sure I arrived in time for the meeting, so I was there an hour ahead of time. And I saw people going in the door, and I followed. And I was welcomed. So I helped put up chairs resentfully. And when the meeting started, I was formally welcomed by people as they came in. I really wanted to change my life, and I hoped that this would work. A little background information on my early life. I was born in September of 1946, and in February of 1946, my mother was found, body was found dead in a barn, which had burned down. My father was accused of her murder and convicted and sentenced to die in the electric chair. And his conviction was eventually overturned a few weeks before he was to be killed. We lived in a small rural community, and there was a lot of polarization and a lot of anger toward my family and toward myself as I grew up. I remember going to visit him on death row, and it was quite a traumatic experience for me. More about that later. went back to the meeting that I went to that changed my life for the better and gave me a chance to live a loving and productive life. I didn't understand reading the big book. In the mid-70s, there was not a lot of early literature available, a lot of mimeographed handwritten stuff. Hand personally typed stuff was available. I kept going to meetings. I was welcomed, and I felt like I was had a lot of friends there. New friends, new way of thinking, maybe a new way of living. There was not a lot of There were not large meetings at that time where I was at. But I went to the meetings every week. And I started following the suggestions that were made in the big book and by my fellows. And I started getting some physical recovery. And I started feeling better. And after a few months, I could tell that my clothes were looser and I was feeling better. I was able to walk and exercise and take better care of my everyday life. For a long time, I lived the recovering life that I had dreamed of having. If only I'd known it was possible, I would have believed it would have been a wonderful thing to do before I got here. Why did I wait so long? Because I didn't know there was a solution. I had tried so many things to diet, lose weight, to be clear-headed. Have a better way of thinking. And after I was in the program for about a year and a half or 2 years, in the early 80s, I went to a treatment program to deal with my childhood issues. And it was a 12-step program. It was a food program that also dealt with family origin stuff. And it was also a gift to my life. And between Overeaters Anonymous and the 12-step treatment program, I developed another plan of eating that was more focused and more had more accountability for myself, and I embraced it and felt on a pink cloud. And I thank that lady that came to the meeting and told me that it was possible. She had been to the same program that I went to, and when she came back from her treatment, she was glowing and had that pink cloud and that respite from the craziness of compulsive overeating. And I still remember asking her what she did, what had changed. So I have lost over 250 pounds of my excess weight. I'm healthy for a man my age. And I do some things to remain in recovery each day, each moment. I have a food plan. I have a sponsor and I am sponsored.
10 minutes, Jane.
Thank you. I have a food plan, and I'm sponsored, and I sponsor. I give service where I can. I reach out to people in the program, and I go to meetings. Why am I still here after coming to OA in 1976? Because it's become a way of life for me. The program and the people in the rooms and my willingness to accept a different path than I was living before have saved my life. And I was 30 years old when my doctor said I didn't have very long to live if I didn't do something. I enjoy the meetings. I enjoy the fellowship, and I enjoy living in recovery. What would I tell young Gene if I went back and told him about my journey in OA? I would tell him that the weight loss was not the biggest thing that I would get relief from, the weight, overweight. I would tell him that I didn't have to have the crazy thoughts about food, about my childhood, about what I thought about others, what I believed others might be thinking about me, about my fears and insecurities, and loneliness, even when in a room with people, about my shame, about being bullied in school because of the history of my family and myself. All those have been removed. I remember them, but I do not live in those moments today. So I was told early on that the food plan was not another diet. And I believe it. If I told young Gene something about his early recovery, it was not to make the food plan so all important or the scale so all important. How do I live my life today? I do the best I can on each moment, each thing that comes up in my life. And I'm happy most days, most times. In the For Today book, Abraham Lincoln is quoted as saying, "Most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be." And I believe that's true for me, and I believe it's true for most people. And one of my ways of greeting people when they ask me how I am is, "It's another wonderful day to be alive." And I say that with joy in my heart, and I am sincere in my belief that it's another wonderful day to be alive, and I owe it to the program, to the steps, to the tools, to the people who loved me before I could love myself, accept myself as who I really am. Why would I keep coming back? Because I believe that's the way this works. I have met people who have left the program and not done well, and I have met people who left the program and had good outcomes. Me, I found something that works, and I want to keep doing it. And with technology, I can do it in my garage and on the morning or at midnight or at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or almost any time. And I can find a meeting and talk to people who I can share my life and my story with and feel at home, nice, warm, fuzzy, and accepted, without the shame and all those negative things that I used to live in. Life is good, and I truly am a happy man today. So, what do I want going forward? I want to keep living the life I am living and progressing in my life. As I age, I would say that I have used the program for things that probably weren't thought of when I first came to program.
5 minutes, Gene.
Thank you. I had a broken hip 2 years ago, and I was laying in the hospital in intense pain. And I worked the steps on my pain and came to the conclusion, yes, it was terrible pain, but it would not last forever. All I needed to do was to work the steps and acknowledge that my fear of what the pain might portend had not happened yet, and living in the moment of the pain kept repeating, this will not last forever. This will not last forever. So I worked the 12 steps on things other than food. I worked it on life issues. I was powerless over the pain, but I could accept it. Acceptance is the answer to all of my problems. And for today, I'm still doing that. I love with working with people and my family. I was estranged from my family for a long time, and as a result of working the program and making changes in my own life, I was reunited with family members that had been estranged from myself. So what am I going to do next? I'm going to keep coming back as long as I can. And I'm going to keep thinking it's a wonderful day to be alive. And what else would be useful to talk to me about? Happy to be here. I'm happy to be able to be up in the middle of the morning and having a nice day to be with friends, some of whom I know by sight, some whom I do not. It's a wonderful day to be alive. And I seem to have run down, and I know it's a little early, but perhaps that's a good place for me to stop. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here on another wonderful day to be alive.